The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Global warming could bring about a veritable insect explosion if past performance is an indication of future gains. Insect diversity in an area can be inferred from the amount and types of damage found on leaves of local plant life. The scars left on leaves from munching insects can even be seen in fossils. The leaf fossils date from before, during, and after the Paleocene-Eocene Thermal Maximum, or PETM, an abrupt global warming event comparable to our current state of climate change that occurred about 56 million years ago. The changes in the amount and types of marks left by leaf-munching insects, as well as the percentage of devoured leaves, indicated how many of the creepy crawlies were in the area under different climatic conditions. Researchers found that during the comparatively cooler end of the Paleocene epoch, 15 to 38% of leaves showed insect damage. Similarly, later on at the beginning of the Eocene, when temperatures had dropped after the thermal maximum, 33% of leaves were damaged. But during the warmth of the PETM, insect damage was found on 57% of leaves.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.